Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and today we're talking about smartphone photography, more specifically, how you can use the camera on your phone to engage students in the learning process. Part of engagement has to do with the classroom environment, and filling your learning space with pictures of your students and artifacts that they have created is a great way to communicate that while the door might have your name on it, the classroom belongs to everyone. Printing photos from your phone seems like a cumbersome process, but not with the Walgreens app. You heard that right, Walgreens, as in the pharmacy. The free Walgreens app lets you send your photos to their printer directly from your phone for you to pick up the same day. Even cooler is that Walgreens renders square prints, a la Instagram. Document the adventure that you take your students on this year with printed pics from your phone and plaster them across your classroom walls. You could even take photos that speak for themselves, literally. Photo Babble, spelled Photobabble, is a free app that lets you take a picture on your phone and then embed a sound recording in the picture, which you can then share across your social networks. Record students laughing during a role play, have classroom artists explain their masterpieces, or even explain the main points of an assignment in an actual picture of the assignment itself. I like what Photo Babble has to offer to improve creative storytelling coming out of the classroom and across the web. Speaking of storytelling, Strip Design is a very easy-to-use app that takes your pictures and formats them in comic book-style frames. Capture multiple aspects of your classroom or a school event, visually display them in the same frame, and then, are you ready for this? Upload your new photographic comic strip to Photo Babble and let your students tell their story. I've mentioned Sketch before on this podcast, but it merits another plug simply because of its versatility to help students and teachers explain what they've captured through on-picture annotations and illustrations. Use Sketch to snap photos of an ant and challenge your early learners to identify its different body parts with the text feature. Take your geometry students outside to have them find real-world examples of various shapes and use the in-app tools to visually explain their properties. Or even just take a picture of work on the board and use the highlighting feature to draw attention to important points to remember. Smartphone photography doesn't have to be strictly academic. You can use it to share your sense of humor and create bonding inside jokes with your students as well. Keep Calm Creator is guaranteed to do just that. Take pressure off of testing by creating a meme that reads, "Keep calm and choose C," after showing your students the "I Choose C" extra normal video on YouTube. Or use it to make humorous references to pop culture with something like, "Keep calm, we're all believers." However you choose to use your smartphone's camera in your classroom, it has got to reflect you and your students. There are so many ways to share your learning and what you are doing in your learning space that not using smartphone photography with your students is like having a classroom set of computers but only allowing your students to use them to look up AR book quiz numbers. On that note, I have some stellar connected educators for you to look up on the Twitters after you're done hanging out with me here. Jason Bretzman at JBRETZMANN is a teacher and consultant from Wisconsin. He creates a free EdTech newsletter that he shares at BretzmanGroup.com and tweets some great stuff about flipped learning, and is also credited with compiling content for the book Flipping 2.0, Practical Strategies for Flipping Your Class. Be sure to talk to Jason more about that and have him connect you with other classroom flippers whom he has worked with too. Sarah Bosher at Miss Geeky Teach is, in her own words, a vivacious second grade teacher from Las Vegas. As a proud technology geek, Sarah is in her third year in the classroom and in the process of flipping her classroom for the first time. Passionate about what she does and compassionate towards whom she does it for, Sarah is a must-follow for your PLN. That's how it's done on Take 5, Professional Development in the Time It Takes to Clear the Dishwasher. Thanks for listening and for tweeting out the link to this episode. Be sure to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store for new episodes to be delivered to you every weekday. Consider it just another item in your overflowing teacher work box.